Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I feel like I'm getting older. Like, I'm...
You have mentioned that. You've, like, really... started paying attention to your body and your mind, and
yeah, and I'm feeling
you're grumpy.
Yeah, I'm feeling grumpy and old and out of a little more out of touch than I used to be, definitely. But I want to know if it's me or hi, it's me. I'm the no. If anyone agrees with it with me on this or not,
I feel weird responding at all because I think you guys think of me as a codger sometimes. Like, although I'm. I know listeners think I'm grumpy.
Listeners think that you are pissed.
I'm not,
just
though,
all the time.
But, like, here's what people don't understand. Off air, he's more grumpy than I am.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, T-Hack just walks around like, resurrection, getting rugged. And you're like, what the, what?
I don't
know what happened to you.
I don't know. I haven't always been that way? Do you think it's recent or have I always?
It's definitely.
It's always been there, but maybe it was a little more suppressed and now you're comfortable.
So does that mean
showing it?
Yeah, is he more comfortable?
I don't know.
Or is it just getting worse?
Maybe both.
Yeah, am I really getting older and becoming a codger? Yeah.
I don't know what a codger is, but you're a coot. You're an old codger.
It's an elderly man, especially one who is old-fashioned or eccentric. Which
you're definitely not eccentric. You're just kind of a D. Okay.
That might be a little
far.
No,
I'm just...
I thought you were kind of eccentric. That's what I was saying.
No, I'm not eccentric. Am I?
Do you like the finer things?
Yeah, but I don't think that's... I think eccentric is...
I need to look up the definition of
eccentric. Oh, my God. You're listening to three people Googling words. Now let's look up...
unconventional and slightly strange.
I think eccentric is when you would go by, like, just some ridiculous thing. Like, something that nobody needs. You're just like, oh, I have a...
I've always heard eccentric to me never seems like a compliment. They're always like, oh, you know, my aunt, she's eccentric. And that's like,
You're trying to say bat guano crazy without insulting her.
Yeah, that's what
but
it always
feels
like.
But I don't think it's like. Bad. I think it's like, she's weird, but it's kind of a cool weird.
A fun weird?
Yeah.
Like, let's go to Vegas with
like
her.
Like a Miss Frizzle.
I don't know what that is.
Magic School Bus.
Boy. Here it is.
You are a codger.
I honestly have no idea what you're saying.
You don't know what the Magic School Bus is?
No, what is that?
It was a cartoon, and Miss Frizzle was the teacher, and they would shrink down the bus and go on adventures.
Why would you shrink it down? Why can't you go on a bus as a full?
Because you get to go inside a person.
Go into your stomach and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is okay. That's stupid. I'm just saying.
All right.
We had cool shows back in my day. We used to watch shows about a coyote chasing a bird. Probably.
That's right. Yeah. Well, maybe I'm more. Maybe my grumpiness is more eccentric. But what's happened is I saw this thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was a young woman talking, and she said, if you're planning a wedding, here's the test to do to know if somebody should be invited or not invited.
Okay.
So here's what you do.
Oh,
you go through, you pare down, you've got your list of 200 people, and you go, we can't invite all of them. How do we pare it down? You go by name and you think, could I just pull out my phone and FaceTime this person, have them answer, and we could have a conversation. If the answer is yes, they're coming to the wedding. If the answer is no, they're out. They're not invited to the wedding. And I thought no one would be at my wedding. Even my family, my family, I text ahead and go, you guys free? Can you good for a FaceTime? How about this afternoon? Like, I schedule it. And does that make me, am I 100 years old? Am I ancient? Or am I sane? Because to me, it seems crazy to just pull your phone out and FaceTime somebody.
Really?
Yeah, that seems insane.
Do you do that?
Yeah. I'll FaceTime my friends.
When you're hammered or
no.
When?
I used to do that to you at concerts. I should do that again.
You did FaceTime me. Yeah. Did I answer?
You answered a couple.
But even that, like, you probably knew she's at the concert. So, okay.
But yes, I'll FaceTime friends and we won't say anything. We'll just sit there in silence.
What are you talking
really?
About?
Because there's nights where, like, I don't want to be alone. And so I'll just FaceTime and we're alone together.
I will.
So they're just at their house too. Yeah. And you're both just watching TV, watching different stuff? Or?
Yeah.
And you don't say at the beginning, let's
we
just
might
be
say,
quiet.
Like, hey, whatever. And then the conversation fizzles out and you're
and you
just,
don't hang up.
Is that weird? No.
This
so
is, like, there are seven things I want to explore here because I can't even believe you're saying this, that you really do that.
Yeah. I feel like it's more common than you think.
Are you just too...
To not talk? Are you? Is your face still on it?
Sometimes.
Or do you just are they just looking at your ceiling like...
Or I'll be like on Instagram so like the camera cuts off, but we're still together.
But you're not talking?
Yeah.
And they can't see
you're
you.
You're not together?
But, yeah, and you don't need to state like, hey, I just need to be with somebody. Like the conversation. So that's what I'm wondering. The conversation just fizzles out and then you don't want to be, are you just both too nervous to hang up?
No,
or like,
you
is there a moment
just
of
don't
like,
want to.
Don't want to, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
But we're together.
You're.
Okay. So do you,
okay. I would have people at my wedding. Okay. That's the point of it.
Yeah, to be totally honest, you would. No one would answer. Josh would answer my FaceTime. But only because Josh drunk FaceTimes the time.
Yeah, I've gotten some from him.
100% you have. I've been at his house and he's like, let's just get Aaron. And
I
I'm
have
like,
the video
what?
Saved because he left a FaceTime like voicemail
you can
or whatever.
It's so hilarious. I'm
I
like,
love
what
it.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
Get Aaron. I don't want to be alone.
What? Like, do you answer? Would you answer?
It depends where I am. I would answer. It never happens. My friends don't FaceTime me. My family doesn't. I mean, we like set up a FaceTime to do, but if it happened and I was at home and in a place, I would, but I would never pick up. Like if I were out of public, if I were here, I wouldn't answer a FaceTime. If I was at a concert, I wouldn't, like, I would have to be
well
at
noted.
Home, like
gosh.
On the coach, on the couch, like positioned and ready to FaceTime. Does that make me an old person?
Yes. It makes you a very lonely old codgery.
Hey, look, I'm getting a FaceTime. Hey, bud.
Aaron answered.
Oh, I am too. How do I do this? Hold on. Let me get my glasses on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.